live from backstage. Hangout 2015, we are Hangout Radio, powered by 92zoo. I am Gene Merle. It's about 12:45 right now, and excited. We've got our first artist of the day on board of the Zoo Bus with us, and it is Strand of Oaks. And Strand of Oaks is Tim Showalter. Showalter. I'm sorry about
that's
that.
That's okay.
And tell me, how did you guys get started? You got basically Strand of Oaks is you, right?
Yeah, it's a. I always like to say I built a boat, and it's big enough to fit a lot of people, but I'm the driver.
So oh, I like
that. It's a good thing to have as far as being in a band for a long time. We've been together for about 10 years, but luckily people just started paying attention to us this year, and we're getting, we have fans.
It's you new. Have fans?
It's kind of a new thing.
It's awesome, isn't
yeah,
it?
It's awesome. We get to be at the beach, and, you know, like, it's incredible.
Well, you're going to play some songs for us.
Yeah.
So we're going to get right into it. What's the first song you're going to do for
us? I'm going to do a song called Goshen 97.
Goshen 97?
Yeah.
And what's the story behind this?
It's the town I grew up in.
Indiana?
Yeah, northern Indiana. In 97, I was 16 years old. Yeah, year when you just discover all your favorite records that stick with you. So awkward, weird kid. And sometimes that's the best way to be.
All right.
Wear like a badge of honor.
It's Strand of Oaks live at Hangout Radio 2015.
I was riding in the basement, buying Casios with my friend. Then I found my dad's old tape machine that sweat of magic began. And I was lonely, I was having fun. I was lonely, but I was having fun. And I don't want to start all over. I don't want to start all over again. Singing pumpkins in the mirror, pouring menthols under my bed. Before I was fat, drunk and mean, all over again. I don't want to start all over again. I don't want to start all over again. I don't want to start all
We are live backstage at Hangout Radio 2015, Strand of Oaks. That's a great song.
Thank you.
I can relate. That's really, like, autobiographical, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that how you write usually?
I mean, not until this record. And
really?
I just decided I was tired of trying to discuss real issues through the world of symbolism.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why am I talking about a mountain?
Right.
Trying to be, like, heartbroken. I'm just heartbroken. I'm going to sing about, or happy or sad. It's like that song is just verbatim,
right?
Like, there is, I had to explain to my mom. She's like, what was underneath your bed? And I was like, nothing, mom.
Yeah, mom. Yeah, same thing that wasn't under my bed, right?
Yeah, I the only person I say the songs aren't autobiographical to is my mom. No, they're just stories, mom. No worries, don't worry about it.
I understand that. I think everybody has to do that with their moms.
Exactly.
You know?
Even like, weird bearded rock guys have to do it too.
It's like, well, can you imagine like Alanis Morissette's parents? Like,
yep.
You did what in the theater?
Yeah, maybe.
So tell me about, you found your dad's tape machine.
Yeah.
And what was on it?
It was most likely either Sabbath or Zeppelin.
Really?
My dad was a rocker. Like, and he had that wood paneled hi-fi system that so many of our fathers had.
Mm-hmm.
But he took it a step further, and he would play a record once and then put it to reel to reel and then put the record away forever.
I know people that do that.
Yep. And it was, I mean, unfortunately though, he did something called having kids and needing money. So I was like, Dad, where are all those things? He's like, I had you guys. I had to get rid of all of it to pay for sneakers for basketball and stuff. So, but yeah, it's
the guilt.
But I found the tape machine. It was an old Dolby tape machine. And I made my first songs in there. It was good
on
memories.
That reel to reel.
Yep.
Yeah. Real people forget how good sounding reel to reel was. I mean, because we had cassettes and 8-track recorders and stuff, or I did growing up, and then CD recorders, and then, you know, everything just getting down to what it,
I mean,
Pro
high
Tools
fidelity
now.
Means what it is.
It's, exactly.
It's a high quality audio put into analog, which is a physical element representation instead of a digital representation.
Exactly.
And it's just, you'll never beat it. I mean, it's the best.
Yeah. Now, the latest CD that came out last year is called Heal.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cathartic for you.
Yeah, I mean, it was cathartic.
In
the sense that it needed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not for anybody else but myself. And it's so cool to think it's been out for a year now, and, you know, we've been touring it so heavy that it's taken on a different meaning. But at the time, I wasn't concerned about people liking it or listening to it. It was something that my body and soul or whatever it is needed to kind of expunge into the world. And it's kind of like, the whole record feels like saying something out loud, whether good or bad, it loses its power. Like, the things that hurt you a lot, if you just express them almost publicly for me, they lose that, you know, if you keep it inside, it just wells up and builds and builds.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, I need to just say this in whatever way. And, you know, I got to do it, and then I get to do it every night. And, you know, it's corny to say because the record's called Healing, but it's been a healing process for me.
Well, when you see you do it, like when you're playing these songs over and over again, and these songs might mean something to someone else than they mean to you, and do you find do the songs change for you?
Yeah, I mean, they changed when they became a public thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time someone came up to me, in which they do a lot, and it's humbling of just how their story related to, you know, I thought it was so autobiographical that no one would care, because it is so much my life. But then I realized, like, we all have very similar, the human condition is very universal, you know, and we're all lonely kids growing up.
Absolutely.
And, you know, all that stuff.
Well, and, you said earlier, it's like Strand of Oaks is your boat and you're the boat captain, but it's a big boat. Maybe it's bigger than you think.
Yeah. And it's amazing.
Like we're all on the same boat.
And I just am so amazed, again, to have fans, but also the fans of my music and the people coming to shows are the best people. All different, you know, doesn't matter how you look, how old you are. It's just like everybody comes are people that I would want to spend time with. And
that's
such a good testament to, you know, people are out there and they're interested and they love music. And like rock and roll is still more alive than ever. And it's just, yeah, I'm very positive today, probably because there's the beach and everything. But yeah, these are sad songs, but I'm definitely not sad myself.
So. Well, that's awesome. Can we hear another one?
Oh, yeah, totally.
What do you got?
This one's called Plymouth.
Plymouth?
Yeah.
Strand of Oaks live backstage at Hangout 2015, powered by 92 Zoo.
Sometimes I move like the shadows, sometimes I move like wind. But most days I start where I begin. I'm naked in the Great Lakes, underneath the shine of Mars. I beg my friends to let me drift off. And shower your loves and kisses, shower the world in tears. Take advantage of those who got you here. Let me roll, let me go. Let me roll, I'm bound to lose control. And I stopped listening to music. I kept writing the same songs. Comfort doesn't mean you're better off. I met you when your hair was short. My ego had barely formed. It took a jug of wine just to ask you home. We took black and white pictures with your hooded sweatshirt on. We were beautiful and broken and young. Let me roll, let me go. Let me roll, let me go. I'm bound. I'm bound to lose control.
We are live backstage, Hangout 2015 with Strand of Oaks. And that song, once again, the title is
Plymouth.
Plymouth. That's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
It really is. I mean, and a lot of your words that you use, I mean, I relate to. And I'm sure, it's like you were saying before, everyone can get something out of this. Now, you're on the beach, you're playing this afternoon at the Salt Light Stage at 4:30, I believe.
Yeah.
We double-check that. Is that right?
I think 4:30, 4:45 around there. Yeah.
Yeah, 4:40. Wait, where is it? I can't even see right now. Yeah, 4:45 on the Salt Light Stage. What can people expect? I mean,
much louder than what they're hearing right now. It will be much louder. And this is a wonderful thing to be able to do them stripped down because it gets to the core of the songs. But I think the catharsis for me also came from volume.
Mm-hmm.
And there is nothing in this world than just hearing a riff loud. And may I just discover the beauty of, you know, rock and roll. You know, we bog ourselves down with too many labels and all this stuff. I just want to hear a guitar playing loud. And I want to give that to people because, you know, the fans and everything, the shows, we just feed off of one another. And I see how it's grown throughout the year, and my band is just firing on all cylinders right now.
How many guys do you have in your band?
It's a four-piece. So it's got me, my buddy Mike on drums, Devin on bass, and Carter on guitar. So it's like a rock onslaught. So.
Yeah. Now, you said that your dad grew up listening to Zeppelin and Sabbath. Now, what did you listen to?
You know,
Was it that?
It was obviously my dad's, but then I had some younger uncles that I was kind of like, Zeppelin's like my dad's music. I want to listen to what my cool uncles, and they listen to like Van Halen and, you know, like Motley Crue and Guns N' Roses. But then, obviously, grunge came along,
mm-hmm.
and I was like the perfect age to just be starry-eyed by that world and was pretty much consumed by those bands that just kind of saved me musically to think that there's so much you can do. And that was so lucky to be a child of the 90s to think like, because that was a time when anything was possible. And
right.
bands that didn't have to look like supermodels wrote the best songs in the world, you know, and it was like the idea of image kind of took back seat to just quality. And, you know, I still live with that because my image is, I kind of look like a extra from Breaking Bad or something
You look like you're a musician. You're yourself. You're comfortable in your own skin. You know,
totally.
I wear shorts and t-shirt. I wouldn't work anywhere. I couldn't wear shorts and t-shirt.
You do what you love, man.
Absolutely. So, who are you most excited to see here?
Well, I actually just was talking to him right before I came here, but Drive By Truckers. I mean, there isn't anybody on the planet that puts on a show like that. And I was just telling Patterson, like, a band that has proven themselves over a catalog of 20 years is and still makes amazing records. I mean, English Ocean is just like, they've never let up. and they've never stopped being quality.
You know, we're going to be talking with them later today. You should come when we do it.
I'd love to.
And ask some questions.
Oh, I got many, man.
Okay.
But I would just become fanboy and try and write their set list for them today. So
they'll let you.
Yeah, exactly.
As long as you include Sinkhole in there, I'm
all
good.
Oh, yeah, man. I already asked for The Man I Shot. I got a few there I'd love to hear, but yeah. I'm just excited to see them. I mean, and I don't think we'll be able to see Future Islands, but that band, who puts on a better show? I mean,
yeah,
just pure showman, pure work ethic. That's the kind of stuff I love in this life. You know, just people that mean it and feel it. And
you know, I think we have time for one more quick song.
Oh yeah,
and anything in particular? I know that you said you want to do three, so
I can do it. I could try one.
You want to do one?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, what is it you want to do?
It's called Shut In.
Shut In?
Yeah.
All right, we got time for one more. It is Strand of Oaks live backstage at Hangout Radio 2015. Shut In.
I was born in the middle, maybe too late. Everything good had been made. So I just get loaded, and I never leave my house. It's taking way too long to figure this out. Know my name. No, I mean it. It's not as bad as it seems. And we try in our own way to get better. Even if we're alone, talking about money, I don't want to talk about luck. I ain't thinking I'm not the same as I was. I lose my faith in people. Why even take the time? You've got your problems, I've got mine. Not as bad as it seems, and we try in our own way to get better, even if we're alone. The night was cold and black, but the sun was in my eyes.
Live backstage Hangout 2015. What a great way to start the interviews and performances today. Strand Oaks, Tim, thank you so much,
what
man.
What a pleasure, man.
What a pleasure it's been.
Thanks for supporting. That means
absolutely.
A lot.
And we can't wait to catch your show this afternoon.
Can't
Salt
wait.
Live Stage, 4:45. And that's the one over inside of the Hangout restaurant itself, or right outside of it. So don't miss this performance. It's going to be fresh. It's going to be exciting. And it's just going to make you feel good. And that's
awesome.
What that's what you're putting out there. And I
thank
love
you.
That, man.
Not
well,
a lot,
you know,
a
it's
festival,
very positive.
Man. Feels really lucky to be here, man.
Well, we
very
appreciate
lucky.
You coming by.
All right.
All right. It is live backstage Hangout Radio 2015, powered by 92 Zoo.